This right here is the Reddit Explains Conspiracy, Controversy, and the Unknown podcast. We're your hosts,
Sam Wilder
and Addie Love.
We're going to dive into the deepest recesses of Reddit with content every day.
Yep, it's going to get a little weird.
And a little spooky.
And we're excited to get going.
Let's do it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Hey, hey.
All right, I've got a story for you. If that's all right, I'd like to share it.
I mean, we are here for you to share, so I guess it works.
Yeah, kind of the whole point. You're right. This is r/backwoodscreepy, one of my favorites, and this is posted by Guru Bush Hippie. Sasquatch in northern Minnesota. My story.
Yes.
Yeah. In the summer of 2012, I took a job as an expedition canoe guide on the Boundary Waters in northern Minnesota. And a kind of Kateco, southern Ontario. These are a massive wilderness area of lakes and land. I was working for the Boy Scouts, and we were based on Moose Lake on the US side. My job was to facilitate a fun and safe multi-day trip, anywhere from 7 to 12 days out. Most of that summer was typical, but one expedition in particular still haunts me, as a result of what happened to us over the course of a few days. Here is the account in full.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It'll be fun. My crew was on the younger side. There were 9 of us total, the maximum allowed in a group per our permit. There were 6 scouts, 2 adult advisors, or scoutmasters, and myself. They had wanted to do a 200-miler but didn't have the physical ability, so we had to amend our route. They were bummed out, so I decided to take them to a waterfall called Eddy Falls. It's pretty flat up there, so waterfall is somewhat rare, but that decision would end up putting us in the path of something. We visited the falls and camped near to it. That evening, I had the boys working on our camp setup while the advisors worked on fire for dinner. I was collecting firewood in a big tangle of down trees, brush, and bramble. I could faintly hear the falls off to my left when, out of nowhere, I hear the most unearthly scream or roar I've ever heard. It stopped me dead in my tracks, and I was frozen. The second scream was closer, and the third, closer. I couldn't see anything due to the thickness of the brush, but whatever that was, it was coming directly at me. By the fourth scream, I could feel it in my chest. I got nauseous and involuntarily barked at it. I've never before or since heard that sound come out of my body.
A bark?
The fifth scream almost physically hurt, but it snapped me back to reality and I ran back to camp. My crew had heard it too, but what am I to tell them? I claimed it was a boar. There's no boar up there, and the advisors knew I was lying but didn't call my bluff. After dinner, they went to their tents, and I retired to my hammock about 50 yards from camp. As a rule, I always set my hammock at my head height, so about 6 feet up. I would use a tarp over my body and head to keep the morning dew off and the morning mosquitoes at bay. But the tarp wasn't strung up. That's important. It was just loosely over me. It must have been around 3, 4 a.m. when I was awakened by what sounded to me like a woman sobbing. Not an outright cry, but a sob. At the same time, I'm hearing something walking through the thick brush down past my feet. So I listen, totally still and quiet as it crosses into camp. I could hear the change from brush to granite rock, but could still hear its heavy footfalls as it walked right through the camp and on towards me. At this point, the tarp is still over my head, so I can't see a thing and I don't know what to do. In no time, it was standing right next to me. I could hear the breathing, loud and congested sounding. I could smell the musk. I could feel its enormous presence only inches from my body, just standing there. Time to make a decision. I suddenly threw the tarp off my head, and as I did, my left hand touched this thing in the chest. It was dark, but I could make out briefly a very large, upright figure. The hair on it was long and coarse. The musculature was impressive. Bodybuilder status pectoral is what I touched. It all happened in a second. and as soon as my hand made contact, it bolted back into the brush with immense speed for such thick debris. By the time I got my headlamp on, it was gone. My crew had slept through it all, so I read until the sun came up and decided not to mention it. The next day, we moved on a few miles towards base camp and camped on a small island. Campsites on the US side are designated by a fire pit and a grumper, which is a fiberglass toilet over a deep hole. We were arriving and it was evening. One of the adult advisors needed to visit the grumper, so he walked towards it. About 2 minutes later, we hear him yelling and he came running back to camp, still pulling his pants up, and said he'd just seen a gorilla run right in front of him. I asked if maybe it was a bear, and he said absolutely not, that he'd hunted bear for years, and it was not a bear. It was a monkey, and it was about 9 feet tall. At this height estimate, I'm imagining being back in my hammock. If I touched the chest and I was about 6 feet off the ground, that puts the head close to 9 feet up. Was it stalking us? Was there more than one? The boys are now scared. Time to mitigate. I suggest a night paddle. No one's sleeping anymore anyway, so we packed back up and set out around 8 p.m. and paddled by headlamp for several miles. My plan was to get back onto Moose Lake and camp very near to base so we could be the first crew off water the following day. Moose Lake is connected to Newfound Lake by a small pinch and a channel of water that's not very deep or wide. There's dark woods on both sides. We were right in the middle of the pinch when a rock the size of a basketball came flying out of the woods on the right side and narrowly missed the bow of the canoe I was steering.
What?
There's no cliff there. This thing was forcefully thrown at us from the tree line.
What?
So it's not like it fell from the sky, like, didn't fall, it was thrown. After they left, I went to work a shift in the canoe yard helping crews offload. My buddy Justin got back that day from a trip in the same area we had been in, Bear Loop. And as I was helping him put a boat on the rack, I noticed he had a distant look, almost a 1,000-yard stare. I asked how his trip went, and he said it was all good until they hit Knife Lake, / Newfound Lake. He said they were being messed with for 2 nights on Knife, and they had a rock thrown at them in the Newfound Pinch. Sure enough, for a solid 2 weeks after, the crews kept coming back from that area with very similar stories. One night there was a crowd of us guides in the staff lodge swapping trail stories, and these encounters came up one after another. Screams, rocks, sightings of apes. Then from the back corner of the room, I hear a chuckle. It's one of the old veteran guides who'd been there for over a decade.
Of course.
All he said was, "It's about time somebody else seen one." I asked how long he'd known they were there. He said he's been encountering them for 10 years. Then he said, "They talk to me." This shocked me. "Like a language?" I asked. "No. They communicate telepathically."
"What?"
"The less you acknowledge them, the less they'll bother you. But they can read you. And they like it when you're afraid. It's like a game to them." What happened out there is still a big question in my mind. I've always been open to the idea of Sasquatch. Their existence was never a huge stretch for me. But what really sticks with me is the way the veteran guides spoke of their intelligence and parapsychological abilities. That they can read human emotion as clear as pages in a book. That they know our species better than we know ourselves. There's a story for you guys.
That's a great story.
Wow, that's one of the more convincing Sasquatch stories I've heard to date.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
You want to know something crazy in connection to that?
I do. I really do.
There's someone I know who's had an experience where a rock was thrown at them, and they heard, like, crazy noises, and there's no way the rock could have fallen. It had to have been, like, thrown at them.
Do you know how big the rock was, by chance?
I can't remember the exact details, but there's someone that I know that has had, like, they claim it as their Sasquatch story.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
So
they could have come up with any, like, conclusion for that, but
it's the exact same as that right there.
Wow.
So I agree with you. One of the more convincing ones I've heard.
Wow.
I've heard it now several times, so...
Now let's just get some footage, you know? Like, I want to see some good photos of a Sasquatch, not some blurry crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Motion going. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to our episode today. We'll catch you tomorrow.